It's Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Own an iPhone, iPad, or Mac? Apple says update your operating system right now.
There is a security flaw that may have been actively exploited. Apple has just released what is called a zero-day patch. The flaw was uncovered by Google's threat analysis group, which focuses on countering targeted and government-backed hacking. Apple, without giving details, says the issue may have been actively exploited.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Justice Department proposing a remedy in the wake of a court ruling Google maintained an abusive monopoly with its Chrome browser. The regulators would force Google to sell Chrome and those restrictions, you know, and impose restrictions designed to prevent its Android phones from favoring Chrome. The New Orleans-based federal appeals court continues to block Louisiana's bid to require all public schools to post the Christian Ten Commandments in every classroom. A lower court called the requirement overtly religious. This is ABC News. In Columbia, South Carolina,
Jason Smith is denied parole. The vote is unanimous.
South Carolina's parole board denying parole for Susan Smith. In 1994, she rolled her car, two young sons, inside into a lake. The boys drowned. Smith falsely claimed she'd been carjacked by a black man. She addressed the parole board.
I didn't lie to get away with it. I really didn't. I was just scared. I didn't know how I could tell the people that loved him that they would never see him again.
David Smith, ex-husband and father to the children, also addressing the parole board.
I miss them very much. And I love them very much. And I will be here every 2 years going forward.
When Smith comes up for parole again, MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, announced that starting in 2025, it will waive tuition for undergraduates from families earning less than $200,000 a year. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls at Fiserv Forum. Both teams looking for a chance for back-to-back wins. On Monday, the Bucks beat the Rockets. The Bulls got past the struggling 76ers. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette with an impressive win in Milwaukee last night over number 6th ranked Purdue. The Golden Eagles 76-58 over the Boilermakers. Cam Jones had 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and only the third triple-double in Marquette history. The last player to do so, Dwayne Wade, back in 2003. Baseball, the Brewers' Pat Murphy named the National League Manager of the Year, who talked about the challenge of a club being from Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then, you know, find a way to be successful. It's special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal Pascal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Watch out for some slippery travel in the overnight as snow comes to an end. Any kind of additional accumulation well under an inch. Northwest winds, though, still quite breezy. Lows in the upper 20s. Cloudy and breezy on Thursday. Highs in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 28.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, all things sports with Paul Noonan, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Don't Miss It.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Eagle, 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program. I've kind of alluded to this in the past, you know, mentioned it in passing, my thoughts on Donald Trump's appointments, particularly the appointments over the Department of Defense. Our intelligence agencies, our 18 intelligence agencies, it'd be the Director of National Intelligence, and the director of the FBI, and more largely the entire Justice Department, but specifically the FBI, because the FBI is in charge of looking for Russian spies inside the United States. The director of National Intelligence is in charge of the CIA that looks for Russian spies all over the world, and of course the Department of Defense is constantly engaged with Russia. All three of these nominees that Donald Trump has put forward are arguably friends of Putin, or at least friends of Putin's policies, or at least hostile to NATO, which would make them friends of Putin. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is asking the question in the headline, are Trump's appointees the Trojan horses that could lead to America's strategic collapse? And I go through in the article at some considerable length how extensively Donald Trump has been involved with Russia over the years, going all the way back to the 1980s when he and Ivana, the daughter of a KGB agent, his first wife, who died after falling down the stairs and is now buried in his wife's cemetery, his golf course, how he was basically recruited by the KGB on a trip to Moscow, and he came back to the United States. This was in 87, as I recall. It's in the article. And published an op-ed in the Boston Globe, the New York Times, the Washington Post, arguing that the United States should stop supporting NATO and Japan, which was exactly what the Soviet Union and the Chinese communists wanted at that time. And, basically making the case that ever since the 80s, Donald Trump has been in the bag for Russia. And, you know, not in some small way. So, if you accept the possibility of that, I mean, I've seen Bob Woodward now on three TV programs in the last 2 days, and every single time he goes, I don't understand why Donald Trump is picking incompetent people for these important positions. Well, I think I understand. I think he wants to gut the FBI. I think he wants to destroy the CIA, and I think he wants to neuter the Department of Defense. On behalf of Putin. I mean, Pete Hegseth, the guy he wants to put in charge of the Department of Defense, has said that our NATO allies are, quote, self-righteous and impotent nations asking us to honor outdated and one-sided defense arrangements they no longer live up to. You know who else hates NATO? Vladimir Putin. In fact, Hedseth came out and said, I doubt Putin will go much farther than the Polish border. Right. In other words, he's just going to take Ukraine. Well, that's not what Putin is saying. That's not what his generals are saying. They're saying that they're going to go after the Baltic states next. Certainly Moldova. Tulsi Gabbard, who he wants to put in charge of all 18 American intelligence agencies, not only grew up in a bizarre Hindu cult, but has repeatedly and openly embraced Vladimir Putin's positions on world affairs. She falsely claimed that Ukraine was developing biological weapons, and that was why Putin had to invade. And then when that didn't work, she falsely claimed that Ukraine had some kind of secret deal with NATO, and they were going to put NATO troops on Russia's border. By the way, NATO troops are already on Russia's border in Finland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, and Russia and Poland. And Russia wants to do something about that. But, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said of Tulsi Gabbard, quote, "There is no question I consider her someone who is likely a Russian asset." Excuse me, that was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Secretary of State Clinton said that Russia was grooming Gabbard. And then there's J.D. Vance, the vice president, who says, "I don't really care what happens to Ukraine one way or another," bringing, no doubt, cheers from the Kremlin. So, here we have, back in 2019, the Washington Post revealed that throughout his presidency, Trump had some 20 secret conversations with Putin. Just months ago, we discovered that both he and Elon Musk have had multiple conversations with Putin over the last 2 years. The manager of Trump's 2016 campaign, Paul Manafort, used to work for Putin, or for an oligarch that Putin funded, on behalf of Putin, installing, as I recall, Viktor Yanukovych as the pro-Russian president of Ukraine, the guy who preceded, two presidents before Zelensky. And throughout the campaign, Manafort was secretly delivering information inside Republican polling to Russian intelligence so that they could correctly identify people using Facebook to convince them to vote for Trump in the swing states. I mean, he was prosecuted for some of this stuff, Manafort, and Trump pardoned him. But he's still worth millions as a result of his work for the Russians. Trump used to haul around top secret documents and leave them in insecure hotel rooms in hostile foreign countries. Why? Was this his way of saying, "Hey, here, take a look"? I mean, he did the same thing at Mar-a-Lago. Unlocked doors, top secret documents, Russian and Chinese spies hanging out there. The Mueller report pointed out that Trump committed 10 arguably felonies, obstruction of justice, trying to block the Mueller investigation. Merrick Garland decided not only not to prosecute Trump for those things, but to keep the Mueller report redacted the way that Bill Barr had redacted it. In his first months in office, Trump outed an Israeli and American asset, a spy in Syria. He gave the guy's name to the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, and the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, in the Oval Office. Trump thought it was going to be a secret meeting. But the Russians released a picture of it. As a result of that, the CIA pulled their top spy out of Moscow. This was a guy who literally could see documents on Putin's desk. We removed him from Russia because the CIA was convinced Trump was going to burn him. He was going to give him to Putin. And then there was the time that Trump went to the director of national intelligence and said, "Give me a list of all of our spies all around the world." And then a few months later, we read this report in the New York Times that the CIA has notified people all over the world, our spies all over the world, that our spies are being picked off. They're being murdered. Rand Paul delivers a packet of messages to Vladimir Putin on behalf of Donald Trump, a secret packet of documents. 10 days later, the New York Times reports the CIA is worried because their sources inside Moscow, our spies inside Moscow, had, quote, suddenly gone silent. I mean, tell me that this isn't a very, very disturbing thing. I get it. There's all these people running around going, "Oh, yeah, Trump is just doing this to show dominance over the Senate." I don't think so. Or Trump is just doing this because he thinks they look good on television, and so they'll do good television. Well, that may be true, but I don't think that's the main reason. There's lots of people who look good on television who won't destroy the CIA or turn the FBI over to Putin. I think this is all about planting Trojan horses inside the United States to take down our government over the course of the next 4 years. I'm increasingly absolutely convinced of that. Schedule F, you know, people say, oh, Schedule F, oh my God, what's that? What's with Schedule F? Because Trump says he's going to do this again, right? This was part of Project 2025, too, where he can fire the top 50,000 bureaucrats in the federal civil service. Well, that includes the FBI. That includes the CIA. That includes all of our intelligence agencies. Trump will get to, just in a one fell swoop, decapitate all of them and put in people like Hegseth and Gabbard and Gates, who are all friendly to Russia and hostile to America, in my opinion. What are Trump's real goals? I think he wants to destroy NATO. I think he wants to hand Ukraine over to Russia. I think he wants to make America Russia. So what are Trump's real goals with these appointments? Well, as the old saying goes, watch what he does, not what he says. The Trojan horses, if Trump succeeds in this, the Trojan horses will be in place, in my opinion. What say you? It's 16 minutes past the hour. I've got a couple other stories to share with you, and I'll be right back with those and your calls. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Is Comcast trying to get rid of MSNBC before Trump comes after them? Is this why Joe and Mika were kissing Trump's ass last week? It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180.
He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
In the shadow of the Kremlin's stare, whispers cross the cold night air. A pact unseen, a bond untold, where power's bought and freedom sold. Putin smiles while the chessboard's set, a Trojan horse with plans unmet. Trump Trojan horse rolling through the gates, bringing shadows to democracy's face.
Is there any way to restart that song?
Loyalty sworn a nation. In the shadow of the Kremlin's stare, whispers cross the cold night air. A pact unseen, a bond untold, where power's bought and freedom sold. Putin smiles while the chessboard's set, a Trojan horse with plans unmet. Trump's Trojan horse rolling through the gates, bringing shadows to democracy's face. Secrets whispered, loyalty sworn, a nation divided, its foundation torn. Beware the gifts that darkness hides, where freedom falters, tyranny thrives.
Welcome back. So Comcast has announced that they're going to spin off MSNBC, CNBC, USA Network, Oxygen, E+, Sci-Fi, and the Golf Channel. And they're going to spin them off into a standalone publicly traded company that, you know, somebody like Rupert Murdoch could go in and buy enough stock. I don't know. We'll see. It's estimated to be a $7 billion company when it's spun off. It'll also include digital assets, Fandango, Rotten Tomatoes, Golf Now, and Sports Engine. Meanwhile, Bravo is going to stay with Comcast, along with Peacock and the NBC Broadcast Network. The venture will have a dual-class share structure that'll see Comcast chairman and CEO Brian Roberts, himself a conservative, holding a one-third voting stake, although he will not be on the spun-off entity's board. I don't know what this is going to do. I don't know what it's going to mean. It follows a collective $15 billion write-down of linear assets by competitors Paramount and Warner Brothers. Basically, what's happening here is streaming services and non-conventional, unconventional media services are eclipsing the old-fashioned, you know, cable networks and regular TV networks. And you know, we're seeing a reorganization of the media. But I'm wondering if, you know, knowing that MSNBC is about to be spun off, which could lead to some radical shakeups at MSNBC, I'm wondering if that's why Joe and Mika went down to kiss Trump's ass in Florida. I don't know the answer to the question. I don't know why they did it.
The excuses that they have given don't make any sense. I didn't watch their show. I've pretty much stopped watching MSNBC in the mornings and just gone to CNN and Free Speech TV right now. Stephanie Miller does a great show in the morning. So, you know, what can you do? Anyhow, keep an eye on this one. I think this is going to be interesting, and frankly, I think it's going to be consequential. Meanwhile, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, the richest guy in the world and the second richest guy in America, Elon Musk of SpaceX and Twitter and all that, and Jeff Bezos, the guy who owns Amazon and Blue Origin and other things, they filed a lawsuit in the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the southern states. Principally, you know, they filed the lawsuit in Texas, saying that the Department of the Department of Labor, the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, which ruled against Amazon on November 13th of this year, just before this lawsuit was filed. The NLRB, some people had successfully created an Amazon union. Amazon is trying not to recognize the union. The NLRB says you're in violation of the law. You've got to recognize the union. So Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, who both hate unions, as does Donald Trump. He was congratulating Musk on Twitter about, you know, how he busts his unions. How do these guys, how is it that the Republican Party is the party of the blue-collar people? Anyhow, they all hate unions. Now they're going to the Fifth Circuit in preparation to get to the Supreme Court to claim that the NLRB is unconstitutional, that it should be dissolved, that it should be put out to pasture, that it should be killed off. Now, the NLRB was created in 1935 by the Wagner Act, the National Labor Relations Act. In 1955, there was a similar lawsuit, and the Supreme Court said, no, it's fully, you know, legitimate. It's fully constitutional. It was created by an act of Congress. It was signed by President Roosevelt. You can't get rid of the NLRB. But that was 1955, when the Supreme Court had some rational people on it who were actually judges interested in judging the law rather than right-wing ideological cranks who are in the pockets of right-wing billionaires who hate unions. Musk and Bezos are also arguing that because the NLRB makes decisions, that they're denying them the right to a trial by jury, which is the Sixth Amendment. So we'll see how this shakes out. I am not optimistic. And if they take down the NLRB, that's the end of union rights in the United States, period.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Wild stuff. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Own an iPhone, iPad, or Mac? Apple says, update your operating system right now.
There is a security flaw that may have been actively exploited. Apple has just released what is called a zero-day patch. The flaw was uncovered by Google's threat analysis group, which focuses on countering targeted and government-backed hacking. Apple, without giving details, says the issue may have been actively exploited.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Justice Department proposing a remedy in the wake of a court ruling Google maintained an abusive monopoly with its Chrome browser. The regulators would force Google to sell Chrome and those restrictions, you know, and impose restrictions designed to prevent its Android phones from favoring Chrome. The New Orleans-based federal appeals court continues to block Louisiana's bid to require all public schools to post the Christian Ten Commandments in every classroom. A lower court called the requirement overtly religious. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has four more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spinoff of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the Smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Watch out for some slippery travel in the overnight as snow comes to an end. Any kind of additional accumulation well under an inch. Northwest winds, though, still quite breezy. Lows in the upper 20s. Cloudy and breezy on Thursday. Highs in the lower 40s. It's 30 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world.
From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with Yao Asare from Gold Coast Candy. Then Nick Wallen from Comedy City and DePere drops by for a serious discussion about comedy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Big Picture View. You need to find the common ground between me and you.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Joel in Los Angeles. Hey, Joel, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, how are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, man, I just want to thank you for the work you do again, because I found myself captivated by this broadcast whenever I hear it, and it's because of what you're trying to do. I wanted to ask you, are you doing any kind of a book tour or anything that's going to, you know, travel around the country or anything like that?
No, we did that, sort of.
Yeah.
I went to Chicago and I did a thing here in Portland, but I'm just here.
You stay mobile. I stay local. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I guess what I wanted to just a couple of things that I wanted to get off my chest. First of all, I just want the viewers and people out there, or the listeners, excuse me, to be looking out for the okie doke. And when I say that, I mean, you know, what happened in Germany in the 30s was they suspended the Constitution. And I think that what Trump is going to be looking for is an excuse to suspend the Constitution to solidify his power.
Well, he's claimed that he's going to do that on day one. He's going to declare a state of emergency, which suspends major parts of the Constitution.
Exactly, right? But I think that they're also going to do some sort of false flag thing that is going to draw people into the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be able to stick the, you know, whatever the military or the paramilitary force on them and start, you know, rounding up dissenters. And I just would like people to be conscious of that being made to happen for the purpose of solidifying more power, causing a state of emergency, blah, blah, blah.
I think it's entirely possible, the modern-day version of the Reichstag-Gebirge fire.
Exactly. And so, and this dude is like a student of all that, and I wouldn't put it past him one bit. I wanted to also mention that when the congressman was on, it's like, and you just touched on it by reading the book about courage. It's like, when are they going to get the courage to call out the systemic inequalities and the division that starts with classism and continues through to racism? And there's probably another ism in there somewhere that's affected by this. But as soon as the body politic, if you will, the basic people start becoming anti-classist and anti-racist, like literally like incorporating those tenets in their consciousness and awareness and focus, and go out and say, look, we're no longer going to adhere to being divided based on poor versus rich versus middle class. We're no longer going to be divided based on, you know, immigrants versus blacks versus, you know, whatever. I mean, it's like, we're just going to stop because we're more aware of that. And we're not going to let money rule our politics. Somebody's got to start talking about that, and the courage has to start with the ruling.
Well, the Supreme Court has legalized money ruling our politics, and the need to make snap judgments about whether somebody is a threat, a friend or foe, you know, a threat or an ally, is wired deeply into our DNA as a survival mechanism, which is why it's so easy to trigger it with negative advertising, which is why the vast majority of Republican advertising is negative advertising. It just hits our limbic brain. I mean, it just completely bypasses our rational processes.
And, I agree with your sentiment, Joel, and I think it's a noble one, but it ain't going to happen any day soon. But let's continue to hold to it as a goal. I'm with you. Joel, thank you very much. It's a good one. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Just like everyone else, I was calling to talk to the congressman, and my question to him was going to be, when is the Democratic leadership going to start to fight, which was what my question is. But what I'm also calling for is that I want to let people know that Indivisible has a new guide out, a practical guide to democracy on the brink.
I read it yesterday.
And okay, I have a link to it on my site, nbribes.com, and a link to the Indivisible organization. Mm-hmm. So that may help people out. I would say, though, when I read it, I have one concern about it, is they think that the court system will hold up. I really don't think it will, because I think Trump will just ignore it. Mm-hmm. And I just think that people are failing on that point when they're talking about what's going to happen as she takes office. And, you know, Tom, I feel like I'm living kind of like in a version of the movie Don't Look Up.
Yeah.
We have an orange blob that's heading towards the United States that's going to destroy it. We know exactly when it's going to hit and where. And meanwhile, we're doing everything to avoid realizing that.
Yeah.
And that has me feeling that feeling, you know?
I get it. I totally get it. And it was a brilliant movie, by the way, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm doing everything I can here, Ziggy.
I'm here
every day. I haven't given up. I haven't gone away.
Yep.
We are going to take a couple days off over Thanksgiving, and we're going to take 2 weeks off around Christmas. A little R&R here and there, but, that said, I'm here for the long haul. I'm here for the fight. And
I know, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything you're doing. And also for me, I kind of changed my thought a little bit. I'm kind of the opinion, and this may sound kind of, I don't know the right word for it, but, I'm willing to fight, and if I have to sacrifice, I have to sacrifice, because at this point, I see it being that critical, you know, so.
Well, the big sacrifice, the real victims are going to be people of color, the queer community.
Oh, yeah,
religious minorities, trans people.
Yep.
I mean, look at what Nancy Mace is doing in the House of Representatives, just spreading hate as, you know, just spreading it as thickly as she possibly can.
But that's where they're going to start.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, they'll end up, they'll eventually get to us. And eventually it might just be a matter of a few weeks. I mean, you know, it took Hitler a couple of months. So we'll see. We'll see.
I wanted people to know the guide is there. They can go to nbribes.com, and there's a link to it. And that way, the more people that know and can do something, the better off we are.
It's also at indivisible.org as well. Yeah, good one.
That's right. That is correct, yes.
Yeah. Ziggy, thank you. Marcy in Los Angeles. Hey, Marcy, thanks for listening to KPSK. What's up?
Okay. Hi, Tom. I'm a first-time caller here
and
a long-time listener. Okay, so did you notice how quickly our entire nation's votes were counted this time? Within just a few hours after the polls had closed, all of the red states' final numbers were flashed on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
California was still voting, and yet there it was that Trump had won.
Well, Wyoming has 600,000 people. California has 39 million. So, you know, there are issues of scale there, Marcy.
Yes, yes. But remember back in 2020, it took 4 days for the figures to all be tabulated before Joe Biden got in. Now it was just over.
I think because of January 6th, a lot of states really put a lot of money and resources into tightening up and improving and speeding up their vote counting processes. I see that as a good thing.
Oh, you see that? Okay, well, I'm just devastated by the results.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But, you know, that I think is the failure, of the Biden administration for 4 years of not blowing their own horn. They should have been out there every single day talking about their, because they had huge accomplishments to brag about. And they just assumed that the corporate media would do the work for them. And of course, the corporate media doesn't give a rat's ass about democracy. They're looking at, you know, the bottom line. You know, how much profit they can make. So
You know, I get it. But Marcy, we just have a lot of work ahead of us. We, you know, rather than crying in our beer, we need to get up and dust ourselves off and get back into the fight. Marcy, I got to run. Thank you for the call. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, a place where smart people get their needs. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
We'll be right back.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food. Just like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and some are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures. It's hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Justice was blind, but now it's hard to see. Before the hour, picking up your calls here, Bobby in Albuquerque, listening on KTRC. Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Oh, not much, Tom. I'm actually here at the storehouse picking up food for my mother, but I basically just wanted to call and say, you know, I told the gentleman, I believe it's going to be Republicans that have to save us. There's going to have to be at least 10 good Republicans in each branch of Congress to step up and stand up against Trump.
Yeah, you think there are?
I don't know if there are or not. I know, you know, we know about the usuals, Murkowski, Collins. You know, I don't know why Mitch McConnell would want to destroy America at this point. You know, maybe that's just him forever. Yeah. But I guess I maybe give people too much of a benefit of the doubt. But I don't know why they would. Why would Republicans want to destroy America?
Well, it depends on how you define destroy America, Bobby. If you're talking about taking $50 trillion out of the homes and incomes and savings accounts and pensions of average working people and handing it to the top 1%. That's exactly what Republicans have done for the last 43 years, measurably, $51 trillion. If you're talking about gutting the ability of working class people to be represented by a union, to have democracy in the workplace, that's what Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are suing right now before the Fifth Circuit Court to accomplish. You know, if you're talking about, you know, ripping people off by claiming inflation when in fact you're, you know, shrinking the size of packages or increasing the prices of things, that's what pretty much every major corporation in America has been doing for the last 2 years. You know, is that destroying America or is that simply destroying the American middle class and the working class? You know, if you're talking about turning our intelligence agencies over to Russia, that I would call destroying America. And I personally believe, and I hope I'm wrong about this, that Donald Trump actually hates this country. He sees, you know, the wealthy elites have always rejected him. He hates the wealthy elites in this country, although he does want their approval. The working class people, he's always exploited. He's been sued over 3,000 times for refusing to pay people. He refuses to allow unions. He congratulates Musk on his union busting. You know, frankly, I think he would love to see America turn into something like Russia. You know, and many oligarchs would. I think many of the billionaires who supported him would. Does that mean America is destroyed? No, it just means it's a different kind of country. It's more like Hungary or Russia than it is like, you know, it was 20 years ago.
One last quick question. Yeah. Kamala is the only one that I believe has standings to ask for a recount in some of these states where there were bullet ballots that basically showed something different than what bullet ballots used to show, 1%, mm-hmm. basically with just one vote at the top. Now, this last time in these states were 11%. So is there, I mean, what are the chances of her asking for a
a recount.
Apparently zero. There is a major recount going on in Pennsylvania because the Senate race, Bob Casey, is so close. That Senate race is so close that there is going to be a recount. And if that recount, and there are bullet ballots in Pennsylvania. So if that recount shows some serious hanky-panky, I think that's going to be, you know, a real interesting thing. And that might stimulate some other recounts elsewhere. But for right now, you know, it is what it is. Bobby, thanks for the call. Katie in Hamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I've decided to call you once a week because my husband got tired of me saying, I want to, and he said, well, just call, start calling Tom Hartman. Of course, for years I couldn't because I was not living in the U.S. But anyway, in fact, I was talking to one of my expat kids yesterday and said, I feel like the logo that I want to wear for the Democratic Party is the emoji with the palm face, you know, with, and we've been active in politics. Well, my parents were. You know, they were born in 1910, 1913, so it's in the family. And we've always been Democrats. And since Reagan, we have been doing that. Why did Democrats do that? Why didn't they, you know, I mean, the same thing you hear over and over again in different ways of people talking about messaging, and you're talking about the media infrastructure and failing on that. But what I have not been able to figure out is, and we're all very old. I mean, we got down to just writing postcards this time. So first time ever that we haven't been out hitting the streets. That's, you know, my siblings and husband, and not my husband, forget it, he does some other stuff. Anyway, not your interest. I want to know why 92 Democrats voted to open up non-profits to being shut down by...
They're not going to vote that way this time. They didn't.
Well, no.
Why
did they vote? They don't. They have a lesser chance this time because the bar. It's a higher bar.
I get that.
I want to know what, in your opinion, why did those Democrats bail?
Right.
There
was incredible pressure from the Israeli lobby, is my understanding, from AIPAC, because they thought that this legislation could be used against colleges that allow bombing Gaza protests and things like that. Colleges are nonprofits too.
I have a very smart sister who
can't confirm that, by the way. I've just heard
My sister spent her career as an attorney up in with the legislature in Sacramento, and when I asked her that last night with this exploding face about Adam Schiff, she said, I think it's because of the Israeli lobby.
Exactly.
I'll have to check it tomorrow, which is because she's so down and out about everything. And so she was right.
Yeah, in all probability. I can't confirm that, Katie. I've read that in more than one place, and it makes perfect sense to me, but I certainly don't know for sure. Katie, I got to run. Thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of your calls and the news of the day. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be taking a look at issues that will face Wisconsin voters in 2025 and your phone calls as well. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming